From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together. The president spoke before an audience of more than 2,000 people.
With this visit, we've agreed to elevate our security cooperation and build more trust between our men and women in uniform. We'll continue to offer training and equipment to your Coast Guard to enhance Vietnam's maritime capabilities. We will partner to deliver humanitarian aid in times of disaster.
Mr. Obama touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces are advancing from three different directions. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Indomeni on Tuesday. The camp houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in evacuating refugees. This is VOA News. While President Barack Obama promotes trade opportunities between the United States and Asia, U.S. senators of both political parties say there is virtually no chance Congress will approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the near future. Michael Bowman reports.
Speaking in Vietnam Monday, President Obama said he is confident TPP will pass Congress. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this reaction to the president's prediction.
Somewhere between delusional and overly optimistic.
Democrat Dick Durbin noted America's remaining presidential contenders all oppose TPP. Asked about TPP's chances, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said, quote, "It's a tough lift." Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Family members of Egypt Air's MS-894 victims gave DNA samples to authorities on Tuesday to help identify body parts recovered from the Mediterranean Sea. Investigators are still working to find the plane's black boxes that could explain why the Airbus 320 jet vanished from radar last Thursday. The searchers have found small body parts in the sea, but no definitive evidence yet of an explosion.
Görüşmeleri yapacaklar ve bu görüşmelerde...
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission agreement with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul at the close of a United Nations humanitarian conference called to address the current migrant crisis.
As despesas do setor público se encontram numa trajetória...
Brazilian interim president Michel Temer said Tuesday he will seek a cut in public spending and take other austerity measures to bolster the nation's faltering economy. He hopes the actions will reduce the nation's deficit and boost investor confidence. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee announced Monday that the group tasked with formulating the party platform, or statement of positions on various issues, will include five representatives picked by Senator Bernie Sanders and six by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton and Sanders are competing to become the party's presidential candidate. Another four members will be chosen by DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released an Instagram video on Monday featuring three women who accused former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault in the 1990s. Trump says his campaign will continue the attacks to remind voters of the controversies involving the husband of Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.